Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady as Mother of the Church. Yesterday we celebrated the gift of the Holy Spirit that our Lord gave to us. Today we celebrate the gift of his Mother that he gave to us. Just as there are seven divine gifts from the Holy Spirit, we can say that there are seven motherly gifts that Our Lady gives us. And we'll say a word on each of those seven gifts in today's reflection. First, our Heavenly Mother gives us life and she gives us love. Those are the two most fundamental gifts that we have. First is the gift of life. In the Old Testament, the noun for life is actually pronounced hi. It's pronounced that way. So when a mom says yes to conceiving a child, she welcomes her child into the world by giving that gift of life. It's a way of saying hi to them, if you want to play off of the Hebrew word for life. Eve was called the mother of the living in Genesis 3:20, literally in Hebrew, em kol hai. When Our Lady said yes to having Jesus, she actually said yes to Jesus, but she said yes to us at the same time as well. The one yes made her a mother twice over, as it were. The Church Fathers say that Our Lady is the real mother of all the living. Unlike Eve, who brought us into the world without God's grace, with Our Lady we are reborn in grace. Mary gave birth to us under the cross of Calvary in pain, as we heard in today's gospel, and she gave birth to us in joy in baptism, when we received the gift of baptism. So the most important gift of the spiritual life comes to us through our Holy Mother. Then comes the gift of love. The gift of love that our Blessed Mother gives us is that she loves us with a pure heart, with the heart of a good mother, but even more so, we can say. A good mother wants her child to be happy, but a truly good mother wants for her child the thing that will make them truly happy. There actually is a difference there. Remember that Our Lady said to Saint Bernadette, her famous words to her, "I cannot promise to make you happy in this life, but only in the next." Only in the next, she said. The happiness that Our Lady wants for her children is eternal happiness, because she wants us to share in her love forever, to share with her love forever, not just for the few years that we have on this earth. Her love is God-centered, it's not self-centered. And it's a giving love. It's not a possessive or a jealous love. The Apostle says, love is not self-seeking. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Our Lady also loves us unconditionally, simply because we belong to her through the grace of baptism. And again, she wants only the best for us. Nothing but the best for my children is what Our Lady's motto is. But she really has in mind what truly is good for us. The next gift that our mother gives us is nourishment. As the Lord nourished the children of Israel with manna in the desert, we read that in the book of Exodus, so too Our Lady nourishes us by giving us her Son, by giving us Jesus, the true bread from heaven. And she also helps us to grow spiritually because, as we know, she is the mediatrix of all graces. All the graces from Christ and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit come to us through her. She's the middleman, as it were, or we call her the middle woman. I think that would probably be more appropriate, between us and God. The fourth and fifth gifts our Blessed Mother gives us are direction and correction. Direction and correction. Our Lady gives us direction in life. She says that direction is where? She points us to heaven. Direction is up, she says. And in order to get there, she points us to the way. The way is, do whatever Jesus tells us, she says. Do whatever he tells you. John 2, verse 5. Our Lady points us to heaven with one hand, which is where she wants our hearts to be. She wants our hearts to be up there with her. And then with the other hand, you know what she points us to? She points us to the cross, which is the means to get there. Want to get to heaven? It's through the cross. Concretely speaking, we don't always know where we're going as far as our vocation goes or what we're specifically called to do in life. We don't always know, but she knows. Our Lady knows. She knows your heart also. She knows God's plans, and she knows how to put the two of those together at the same time. In her time, in our Lord's time, she will put What God has placed on your heart, she will put his plans also together for you at the right time. And in the right way, all she asks is that we entrust ourselves to her. Mary also corrects us when we stray off of the right path as well. To the children at Fatima, she said in 1917 that if World War I was about to end, but she said if men didn't stop offending God, then another war would break out. And guess what? It did. Mary led her children. She actually lets her children, and this is a loving thing to do, she lets her children suffer the consequences of their bad choices. And that is often the loving thing to do. As we've said before, always seeking to bail out your children out of bad situations or financial difficulties, always trying to do that, it's not necessarily a healthy thing to do, especially when they get older. When they're little, okay, that's one thing, but when they're older, they need to learn responsibility and maturity. People need to suffer the consequences of bad choices and bad behavior. Otherwise, they'll never mature. They'll never grow up. And they won't turn to God to rescue them. If they've always got mom and dad to bail them out, why turn to God? It's a lot easier to turn to mom and dad, right? So God wants to help them, but sometimes we keep getting in the way because we want to rescue or bail them out, which often enables irresponsible children to continue in their destructive behaviors. So we need to stop rescuing. And that'll force them to turn to the Lord, to turn to the true rescuer, to God and to our Blessed Mother. God does punish us when we step outside of his will, yes, but that's actually a sign of care for us. Correction is a sign of care and concern. Indifference from parents can be a sign of a lack of caring and a lack of love as well. So Our Lady also knows how to correct us in a way that gets our attention and helps us to remember in the future that we need to be obedient to the will of God. The last two gifts from our mother that we'll mention today are the gifts of encouragement and example. The apostle says, encourage one another and build each other up. He says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, the word for encourage there in the Greek is parakaleo. That's the word in Greek. It's related to a name that Jesus actually gives to the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. In Greek, that's parakletos. Very similar words there. Jesus says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor, literally, parakletos, to be with you forever, John 14:16. So encouragement is from the Holy Spirit, who is the counselor. We could even call him the encourager as well. And Our Lady encourages us just like the Holy Spirit because she's his spouse, both her and her spouse are encouragers. They're both on the same page with that. They're not discouragers, they're encouragers. This is why we say that discouragement is not from God, because it's not from the Holy Spirit. It's not from Our Lady either. So we need to reject feelings or thoughts of discouragement because they aren't from the right source. They aren't from the Lord. If you focus on those things, discouragement, if you focus on feeding those feelings of discouragement, that just brings you to a dark place. Not a wise thing to do. A place that Our Lady doesn't want you to be. So be careful about that. Our Lady is an encourager. She encourages us to do good and to not tire in doing good and to take refuge in her when we are tired and when things aren't going very well. A good mother always wants her children to bring her to her their problems, and that's what we should do with Our Lady. She'll encourage us and she'll give us the strength to go forward. This place, even here on the hill, the farm, is a place of refuge from the difficulties in the world. This isn't a place where you come and you bring all the world's difficulties here. And this is a place where you come to take refuge from them. So we need to keep that in mind. Lastly, Mary gives us the example to follow. Our Lord said to his disciples, he said, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you, he says in John 13:15. Our Lady also gives us the example of fidelity to God even in the midst of the worst difficulties. She was able to stay faithful to God, not just because she's the Immaculate Conception, probably the main reason, right? But also because she kept her eyes focused and fixed on God. Question, is our focus on the Lord or is it on other things? If we set our sights on the Lord, he will take care of us and he'll take care of everything else as well. Our Lady's life proves that, and she wants us to follow her example and the example of her son. Be faithful to the Lord. He will take care of the rest as long as you trust him. As long as you trust him. So let's ask Our Lady, the Mother of the Church, to continue to guide us to heaven, and as she points us to heaven, and also as she points us to the cross. And she tells us when she points us to the cross, this is the way to heaven and to happiness and peace is through the cross, not by avoiding it, not by fighting the cross either. Embrace the cross, and it will bring you to where you want to go, she tells us. She tells that to us, her children. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.